That was it. No, I feel great. You know, obviously, I thought that was a really good team win. My body feels good. You know, just a gutty performance across the board. We knew coming into it, it was a very good team we were going against, and it was going to take our best effort. And you know, while we weren't perfect, we played really well, really competitively, and we're really good on the offensive side on third down. I thought that was huge for us today.
After the Davidson, it looked like you got out there and went on a 3-1 down the field there to Julio, and how that worked out for you.
Well, it was a great play by Julio. You know, just to be able to escape the pocket and then, you know, realize, you know, he's down there with a safety and a linebacker. I feel like that's a good chance for us to throw up a ball and give him an opportunity. And I really don't think there's anybody in the league who's better in that situation than him. And he made a great play. And then to be able to stay on his feet and take it in for a touchdown, that was a huge play in this game.
How big was this win for the team, given, you know, the season you all have been going through, you know, some downs and so forth?
Well, I thought it was huge. You know, we're still alive with a chance, and we want it, you know, to make sure that we gave ourselves that opportunity. But, you know, even more so just to come out and play the way that we're capable of when we haven't done that at different times throughout the year. I thought that felt really good.
Two questions on your run. First of all, where did that move come from?
I don't know. I just felt like, yeah, I felt like it was, you know, my best way to get him was try and pump fake him, make him think I was throwing it, and then cut back inside. And you know, I don't know where it came from, but you know, it was a big play for us in that third down situation to keep that moving, and then ultimately to be able to punch it in on that drive and score a touchdown was big.
And then obviously how a quarterback goes down or when he goes down is always comes into question. You almost got seriously hurt on that, and you were down for a while. I mean, I don't think you were faking it. I mean, is it safe to say your ribs were killing you at the time, or?
My ribs are good. My ribs are good, but I took a good shot on that play. It took me a second to get back up and you know, catch your breath. Sometimes when you get the wind knocked out of you in that situation, it's hard to stand back up. But, you know, afterwards I felt good, good enough to keep going and you know, was able to keep playing all day and felt really good the rest of the game.
And then last week you guys made a number of key plays we talked about in Jacksonville that kept drives going and
yep.
Ended up winning the game. Today you got, I don't know where you finished up, but you were like 9 for 13 at some point on third down.
Mm-hmm.
Can you just talk about the offensive flow, and it seems like you guys are finding a little more of a rhythm there?
Well, I think, you know, I think for us to be able to maintain balance on first and second down was huge throughout the game. And that's, you know, part of us on offense, but that's also our defense. You know, our defense did a great job today of keeping us, you know, ahead and in that game the entire time. But then when you are balanced in those situations, you're going to have some third down situations come up where you got to keep the drives going. And I think the last 2 weeks and really today, we've done an outstanding job on third downs. And when you do that and you convert in those type of situations, you know, you make your team and you make your offense tough to beat. Well, you know, I always felt like we weren't as far off as you know, as maybe it seemed. It was a handful of plays throughout a game that kind of derailed us, and we turned the football over too much. And you know, when you do that, you make it impossible to win. But we've been playing more efficiently the last couple of weeks and playing the way that we're capable of. And when we do that, I think we're a very good football team and very tough to beat.
Does it speak to the fine line in the league between you always talk about teams are really close and then it comes down to a few plays, arguably the Julio play? Because certainly 2 weeks ago, it didn't look like these two teams were close.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, the last time we were up there, we made very few explosive plays. And weren't able to stay balanced because they created so many explosive plays on the other side. But today there was more balance to this game, and it came down to a few plays, a few key plays throughout. The third down play to Julio was, to me, you know, a game changer. And for us to be able to go, I think it was like 70 yards, for us to be able to change the field and score points when I think we're in maybe third and 13 or third and 14, you know, that's a huge play in a game.
And to get the ball back on that first drive where you aren't going three and out and you're actually able to put that drive together, which ties the game.
Yeah, the personal foul ended up being, you know, a big advantage for us where they kept us on the field. And then I think we maybe went 13 more plays after that and were able to have a 16-play drive for a touchdown. I mean, those are huge. But that's the difference sometimes in a game and how a game shake out. When you have the opportunity to stay on the field and then execute the way that we're capable of, you know, good things happen. I mean, you'd love to make those plays every week. I mean, that's, you know, you'd be silly not to say that, but it doesn't happen, you know. But for us today, it was huge. To me, that was a pivotal point in the game. I think we might have been down 10-7 at the time. I'm not positive, but I think we were down 10-7 at the time. And for us to get that momentum back and make that play, I mean, he's a guy that we've been able to count on all year and has come through in the clutch, and that was a big play for us. Devontae played great. I mean, this is, I think we had like 70 yards rushing, something like that. So 70 yards rushing. And against that defense, that's a really good day. I mean, they're tough to go against. They're really good in the front four. They've got great linebacker play, and they play eight, if not nine-man spacing in the majority of the game. And for us to be able to run the ball, stick with it, keep grinding those yards out, it allowed us to use some of our play action, which was critical for us today to be able to get behind their linebackers and create explosive plays that way.
Matt, what do you think it says when your fifth best wide receiver has more yards individually than anybody else in the Panthers?
I don't know, but that's a good thing. I don't know what it says, but that's good.
It's about, you know, people keep doubting Roddy. I'm joking, but, you know, they, you know, take shots at him, and you know.
You know, Rod's one of my all-time favorites, and, you know, he's an unbelievable competitor. The last 2 weeks in critical situations and third down situations, he's come up with, you know, huge plays for us. But that's been the case, you know, since I've been here. And, you know, couldn't ask for a better guy to be around, couldn't ask for a better guy in the locker room, and you couldn't ask for a better guy in a critical situation of a game to step up and make a play.
Now, when you rolled out on the fifth touchdown, Julio, I don't know if you know you go, keep going. Was that something you were actually
I didn't know I did that. To be honest with you, afterwards they told me that, and I guess it was just instinct to say, "Hey, man, I don't know if you can see behind you, but I can see behind you. Run, you know, and make a play on this ball." And you know, he did. He just kept going. But that's, you know, part of playing with somebody for a long time. There's a feel that comes with that, and you know, plays like that become instinctual because you play together forever and you understand people's body language. You understand, you know, how people are going to make plays. And in that situation, to me, it was just go give him a chance. This guy's going to make a play no matter what.
You seen the replay a few times?
I haven't seen it yet.
You haven't seen it at all?
No, I saw Quasi coming out and pulling it over, but I haven't. I only saw it on the Jumbotron when I was running off. Yeah, I think I will.
Been missing. It just seems like there were a few times today where you sort of just let it rip. I'm not saying you were in caution of the way, but you had confidence and you were flinging it.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, certainly when you're not winning games, like we had a stretch in the middle of the year, you're not making as many plays as you'd like to. I think today, I think there was that sense where guys were really confident. We knew that we were capable of going out there and making a bunch of plays. We felt like if we executed all together, 11 guys, you know, working as one, we could get the job done. But I felt good out there, you know, and I thought our other guys felt good out there and confident, and I think that showed.
Matt, 200 career touchdown passes, made your 78th career win. You had to do dab.
I'd be lying if I said I didn't dab before in the locker room with the guys. I have done that. But, yeah, you know, 200 career touchdown passes, it's very cool. And 78 wins, it's really, really great as well. But to me, the better feeling is just being in that locker room today with those guys, putting all the hard work that we did in this week and being able to get that result. To me, that's, you know, that's the best part of playing this game. No, you know, I One thing I've learned in this league is that, you know, every week you go out there, it's tough. And you have to, you know, play your absolute best every week. And some weeks I haven't done that. And I understand that everybody else has a job to do. And you know, I just don't think that's the way to handle it. And to me, I always feel like I can just play better and that solves all the problems. And so that's what I've always had my mindset to do.
What did Cam say to you after the game?
Just good game. Good game. And I wish them, you know, good luck the rest of the way. They've got a good football team. I don't think that ever stops. You know, I don't think whether it's just at the end of the year or in the year. I mean, every time you step on the field, guys, you know, guys are very perceptive, and guys understand what's real and what's not real. And that's another thing that I've learned, you know, being around this league for a long time is you know, in order to earn guys' respect, you better show up every week and compete and play the way that you're capable of. And put in the work during the week. And I feel like that's the way that you earn guys' respect, and I think we've done a good job of that in our locker room.